Okay. Let's go back to the great state of Maine. Well, parts of it are still great. Parts of it are in, shall we say, severe decline. That I hear from several people. And one of the people I hear most succinctly from is the absolutely irreplaceable Charlotte Thompson Iserbeet. Charlotte talked to me today and put a couple things out that she wanted to go over tonight, and they're just huge. And people don't talk about them. I don't know why it is. You know what part of the reason is, and I will excuse people, because there is simply an absolute tsunami of real good, viable information that's coming out now all over the internet. Some of it's flawed, but some of it's real and really important, and there's too much. And there's too much stress out there. People have certainly been dumbed down. We all get that. But the amount of stress that most people are living under now, and it is getting worse all the time, is enormous. And I don't take anything away from them, because it's tough out there, and it's going to get worse. Welcome, friend. How are you? Okay.
I'm all right. I'm fine, really. I guess I'm amazed I'm fine. I'm amazed you're fine. I'm amazed your listeners are fine. It is a mess out there. It's very, very serious. And whenever I start to feel sorry for myself, you know, I feel sorry for everybody else more than I feel for myself. You know, we've just got to, put our hope in one another. We're trying so hard to make sense of this and be clear about what it is. And we've got the COVID to, you know, which absolutely distracts
everybody
from the end of America as we've known it, and was, I am sure, deliberately planned to do that. Because so much of the restrictions, if that's what you want to call it, dictates from COVID, are supposed to get us used to what we're going to have once they get the fourth and whatever the fifth industrial revolution in place. Karl Schwab's evil plan, using all these other unelected people to destroy the one country that everybody's wanted to come to. Would you mind telling me something? Why does everybody want to come to the United States of America if it's such a horrible country?
Because of what it used to be. And
yeah,
the word
but they
hasn't
still
thoroughly
know.
Penetrated.
I mean, they haven't figured it out, what you and I have got and your listeners have figured out. They haven't figured that out yet.
Well, I think
they
the other
really
side
haven't.
Of the coin, the other side of the coin is, well, where the hell else are they going to go? Where really?
Well, that,
Brazil?
That's true.
Where do they want to go?
That's true, but I think that we have to, the media.
This is the promised land. This is an automobile in every garage. Tell two of them. It used to be that way anyway.
Well, yeah.
This is, home ownership.
There's still a lot left. There's still a lot left, Jeff.
Yeah.
You know, I can't stand these two people I work with all the time, both of you having four-letter, you're Jeff, J-A-K. Yeah, four-letter names that begin with J. Okay, you got to do something about it, you guys.
I'll change
anyway,
it. You can
I'm
call
not...
me Charles.
What?
Call me Charles.
Charles.
Call
okay,
me a
Charles.
Cab. I'll get out of here.
No,
listen. You can call me anytime. Charlotte, it's been about at least 3 hours since the last time she called me. And you can call me any time and tell me anything, and it will not scare me away. You know that.
Well, I just, I still think the United States of America is
potentially, it's the only game in town, talking planetarily.
Yeah, it is, and I'm fed up with all this criticism of us. From I even get it from Europe. You know, I mean, I'm just.
Well, they make
really
the mistake of thinking
my own family over
that,
there.
They've all been
Charlotte, brainwashed. And
they think,
you know, it's the media. The media. It's
because
making
of the media. They
They're
think that the government
every wrong
represents
thing that they
us.
Could possibly find about our country and spreading it all over. And a lot of the things aren't true. Some are. And I'm sick and tired of it. If you got rid of the media, you wouldn't have, I mean, you know, these horrible creatures that are running everything, mostly unelected from foreign countries. wait a minute. what happened to our country? Where are our elected officials are pretty creepy, aren't they? How come they're not elected?
They're illegitimate. They're unelected.
They're pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you something. Give me the American people, as dumb as they are. They still smell a bit of freedom when they have their coffee in the morning. I'm sick and tired of the image that is being thrown out all over the world that we are some sort of evil system. I mean, please, and not telling anybody the history of why.
If this country, if we are such an evil system, why are we targeted number one in the bioterrorism attack on the planet?
Good.
We are the number one target of the bioweapons that have been made and released against the people. We are the number one target. Believe it.
It's awful. The last 2 years and, you know, last summer, now we've got another summer coming, we could smell that rat. You know, the whole picture was laid out for us with those riots and nobody did anything about them. Come on. I mean, there was never an era in history where a country didn't stand up for its citizens.
Right. Well, our government is gone, Charlotte. You know that. We have no elected government to speak of, and I'm speaking in generalities.
Well, they're not saying much, are they?
No. And let's pull back from the media. Okay, we can think about CNN and MSNBC and the other communist outlets, but let's pull back. Who's running the media? Five corporations control 95% of these communist media outlets, and if you look at the commercials that are run on, and I see them on the internet, they are so insulting to all races. They're despicable. Yep. They're making blacks into tokens. They're playing whites as beta male wimps, jello, just no backbone, nothing. The imagery is obviously designed to destroy what's left of identity as a patriotic American. That's number one. Number two is to turn the races against each other. I don't care what you think. When you see a commercial and there are three average American couples and two of the three of them are a black and a white, that's not average America. I'm sorry. That's not reality. Okay?
Yeah.
It's all about brainwashing. So let's look at the five corporations, ABC, Disney, etc., that run all the media. Who owns the corporations? That's your enemy.
They do. That's right.
Oh, they do.
And let's just go back and try to figure out how we ended up with this new form of government, corporate, fascist government. It started, I thought it was a little bit later because I go back to when I was in the Department of Ed under Reagan in 1981, I went in, I guess. Whenever he went in, I went in. And, that was very serious, and I don't believe I did understand it. I was the liaison with the White House Private Sector Initiative.
Let me say one thing as a prelude. Yeah. Hold on. Charlotte legitimately was one of the earliest, most profoundly important whistleblowers that American patriotism has had. Okay, I said it. You go ahead.
Yeah, well, I didn't really know. It's sort of strange. I'm not kidding. I never really know what I'm doing or whether I'm going forward or backwards, but usually it's sort of backwards. You know, I get involved in something and I smell a rat, but I don't really understand at the time how extremely important it is. Right. Although, you know, I'm unhappy. Like the White House Private Sector Initiative, which the result of which is the merger, it turned us into a corporate fascist country. Now, when I went over there to be the liaison with the White House, that was under Reagan, I just smelled a little rat, a mouse. And I said, what are you doing? And I said, isn't this... you know, I'm not that smart, really. I'm not kidding you when I say that. I'm not trying to be humble. I'm just not that smart. But God sends me sentences once in a while that come out of my mouth. And I said, isn't
that's
this corporate
humility,
fascism?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is real humility. You are brilliant. Come on.
Well, you know, not so. You have to know me like I know myself. I'm not. I just, there are sentences that come out of my mouth that I don't know where they ever came from. So that was, I was asking them over there, isn't this corporate fascism?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think I'd ever thought of what corporate fascism was before. Well, that's what it was. And it was very important. And if anybody, you know, my book is Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. It was a free PDF. I mean, you can look at it on the internet. There's something in there in the book, 1981, the White House Private Sector Initiative, and the whole list of people who were part of that were all unelected. You know, you had Catholic priests, and you had, of course, Charles Stuart Mott, you know, who started the community communist education from wherever, Michigan, Mott Foundation, huh? You had him, and you had, you know, all these high up people with corporations, with tax exempt foundation, unbelievable list. It's in my book, all the names. Well, this was a big plan, and I had not seen this in my own office in the Department of Ed. I didn't. This was the beginning of my little education in the Department of Ed. But I was sent over there as a liaison. Mistake my boss made. Every time he'd send me to be a liaison with some, you know, one of these hotshot offshoots that the government has, you know, where they do all their dirty work, he'd send me to be the liaison, and I would speak out or something, and I'd get fired. So then I get moved to another one. But that was so important. That private sector initiative is the merger of our public and private sector, which is not our constitutional form of government. That you have to understand that. We are no longer a constitutional form of government with a regular type of our Congress is there and everything, but we have allowed the corporate sector. And think in terms of COVID. All these unelected people. The corporate sector is totally, not all of it, of course, but the top ones, they are behind this new system that is absolutely frightening, known as the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Now, I didn't even understand completely what that was. I went and looked it up so that, you know, I can read it here. How many people out there, probably some of you do understand this. This comes off the internet, and I just got it tonight. It says, history. All right. The phrase Fourth Industrial Revolution was first introduced by a team of scientists. Scientists, we keep being told everything has to be science, developing a high-tech strategy for the German government. Klaus Schwab, who most of your listeners have heard of, executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, introduced the phrase to a wider audience in a 2015 article published by Foreign Affairs. You know, that's our good friend Foreign Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations, right? It was entitled Mastering the Fourth Industrial Revolution. It was the 2016 theme of the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos Clusters, Switzerland. On October 10, 2016, the forum announced the opening of its Center for the Fourth Industrial Revolution in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. This was also subject and title of Schwab's 2016 book, which Charlotte has but hasn't yet read. I will. Now we'll pick that up, quote again. Schwab includes fourth era technologies that combine hardware, software, and biology, cyber physical systems. Now don't forget, systems. and emphasizes advances in communication and connectivity. Who asked for this? Hello? Who asked for this? You'd have to answer me because I want to continue talking, okay? All right. Who asked for this? Schwab expects this era to be marked by breakthroughs in emerging technologies in fields such as robotics, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, quantum computing, biotechnology, the Internet of Things. I love that. The Internet of Things. It sounds like a Shakespearean play.
It sounds cute.
The Industrial Internet of Things. There are two Internets of Things. Okay. Decentralized consensus. Think about that one, okay? Fifth generation.
How do you decentralize consensus?
I don't know.
It's a contradiction in terms, isn't it?
I'm glad I'm reading this because it's absolutely bizarre, and that's a compliment. Fifth generation wireless technologies, 3D printing. I better change the name of my little group. And fully autonomous vehicles. Oh, thank you so much. You know, have your little robot car.
In the Great
Reset proposal by the World Economic Forum, the Fourth Industrial Revolution is included as a strategic intelligence in the solution to rebuild the economy sustainably, underscore that a million times, following, get this, I hadn't seen this, waiting to see this, following the COVID-19 pandemic. What? Hey, wait a minute. What?
This is good. Yeah. What
you got
indeed.
It. I want you to, I mean, everybody hears that. That is too much. I sent it to you, Jeff.
Yeah. Jake,
now,
just call me
maybe
Jake,
everybody could say, oh, I know what all that was. Well, if you did, congratulations, because I didn't. I knew it was something I didn't like, but I figured I don't like anything that's going on, you know, in the various governments of the world. So I don't pay all that much attention to it sometimes.
Right.
Now, I think that's pretty interesting. Because look, and then we go, now we've got this, which you have, and I hope you can put it up on your website, this UNESCO Study 11. Now, this was on the Internet 3 weeks ago. It's been up there for 3 weeks now. It's a wonderful article that...
I put it up. It's Charles.
Jake.
He's Charles. I'm Jake.
We have to do our Jake Charles Koshek. All right. It's really a great article. And nobody's going to read all of it. And, you know, if they only knew how important
Let's reimagine it is, education. Let's reimagine education for the Fourth Industrial Revolution.
That's right.
Huh?
And what he does, he's got all these old documents that I gave him but forgot I even had. And you can click on the links. Now, nobody's going to bother to do that. You sometimes click twice, and you can get it absolutely clear, big print, all that they have been doing through the years ever since I was fired from my job because I leaked
fired.
The Project
fired.
Best
You were
document.
Released?
I leaked it to the press, and they didn't like what I'd done. And I knew it was an important document, and I got myself fired. But I never dreamed, to be perfectly honest, that in the year 2000, what are we in, 21 or 20, I would find out that the grant, the federal grant entitled Project Basic Education Skills Through Technology was going to end up being UNESCO 2050 Project BEST and the 40-year plan to reimagine education for the Fourth Industrial Revolution. I didn't make that up. Okay? I didn't know. I knew it was bad what I saw. Mainly because all of the communist change agents that I don't like were involved with the industrialists in putting this better basic education skills through technology in. Now, when I see something that says basic education, that is a red flag with me anyway, because we don't have basic education. So what they were talking about had nothing to do with ABCs, reading, writing, and arithmetic. They were lying. In the Project Best, they were lying, and it was not that. It was computers, technology, how we won't have to have desks anymore. We probably won't have schools. Everything will be taught in the home on the computer. I saw that. That's why I leaked it. I didn't like that. So,
well,
anyway,
it was an H.G. Wells kind of a forecast, is what it was.
Well, it was, and then 40 years go by. Mm-hmm. 40 years since I got myself fired. But I always wondered, am I really so important that every conservative group in the country has to boycott me? You know, we always talked about it, remember?
Of course.
What had I done?
You hadn't done that. Come on, you were a patriot.
Well,
that's what you'd done.
I didn't know that when I leaked that Project Basic, best. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how important it was going to turn out to be.
Crucial.
Which is what we got right now. That's Carl Schwab's plan. Bill Gates, Fauci, all of them.
COVID-19. Dr. Strangelove, come on, how could you pick a more weird... We have to take a break. How could you pick a weirder human being... And you think of the movie Dr. Strangelove, then Klaus Schwab, which I have now renamed all Q-tips and similar implements. They're Schwabs. I'm honoring him. Okay, that's a joke. Back in a minute with Miss Charlotte. Hold on. We'll be right back. Okay, and welcome back. Visiting with my girlfriend in Spain, Charlotte Iserby, who has one of the most beautiful places to live you could imagine. Have I been there? No. But Jake has. Have I seen a picture of it?
Yeah, he keeps coming, thank heavens, for Jake. You'd never know. He's such so brilliant, and he looks
he's a great friend.
He wears blue jeans, and always his clean shirt. You know, but he's just... he's so laid back, and what's the word for he doesn't? He's such a brilliant creature, and he acts like maybe he just went to first grade or something. I don't know. I mean,
for you to speak so highly of somebody says it all, and you're very fortunate.
He's into all of this. He's gotten, he wrote his book, was it Global Schooling or whatever it is, and he's all into eugenics, because this whole thing we're talking about tonight will lead to eugenics, into eugenics.
Gates,
you know,
Fauci.
The art of,
you know, I want to know. Oh, yeah. I'm going to put Gates and Fauci on the same shelf with Joseph Stalin and Chairman Mao.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, you absolutely have to. You know, before I forget, I want to give credit for this extraordinary job that was done on this subject that we're discussing. It's been in the works certainly since the 70s. I came across all the Eastern European papers. That's major. I guess that was a major reason I got upset. But I had seen the papers coming out of Eastern Europe before Project Best came across my desk, and I was taking notes on it, you know, like out of Czechoslovakia and everywhere else. They were the key countries that were involved in the early stages of what we're talking about here. The UNESCO Study 11 is now UNESCO 2050. Project Best and the 40-year plan, it was 40 years from the time I was fired until we're talking now. to reimagine education for the fourth industrial revolution. I just read you what that was by, you know, what's his name. But I want to give credit to not just Jake, but to Whitney Webb, who a lot of you know. She has this great website, Unlimited Hangout.
She is a bright light, that one. For sure.
Yes, and she's the one that picked up Jake's wonderful article here that we're talking about. It was June 1st, 2021. John Klysak, and as you said, yes, he's been here at the house several times. He visits and goes through everything. He's very quiet, like a mouse. He goes out in the barn and goes through all my files, archives, and things, and he's great. You know, he takes my documents that I took out of the department, and I'm always a little bit, I don't worry about it anymore, because he always returns them in beautiful envelopes, complete, clear copies that I get that are returned to me. So he got a hold of all this stuff, and a lot of it I had not gone through, because when I got myself fired, I really just sort of started traveling around the country and trying to tell people what was going on, because there was nothing else I could do. You know, I knew what I knew, and but I, the word was out. From the minute I leaked the Project Best document.
Oh, you were toast.
That, yeah. I don't know why they didn't just decide to take me out. That was a big mistake. So they let me live, but I was taken down in my own state, and, you know, people I'd known very well through the years when I formed the Maine Conservative Union. A lot of them are dead now, but a few were left. You know, nobody will talk to me in my own state. I mean, they have nothing to do with me, and I was, until now, I understand. But I was, what on earth have I done that has made these people, they won't have anything to do with me.
Yes,
and of course,
you know what you did? Come on, this is a
Heritage Foundation.
You outed the communists, and you've spoken the truth, okay?
Yep.
That's what
yep.
you did.
I hope everybody heard what I said. The Heritage Foundation.
Utterly communist.
One of the worst, they're in every state, and if I were a good communist running the show over here, I would have a cell in every state, right?
Correct. You would. It's a Bolshevik tumor in every state.
Mm-hmm.
It's cancer. It's permeating the nation.
And nobody knows it is because they call themselves Heritage. That sounds nice, doesn't
sounds
it?
So
they,
holy and clean and nice.
They have these
and
lovely
nice
luncheons with white linen napkins and crystal glasses with water ice. And they have their speakers come in, and the American people just think that's the only kind of conservatism that exists. Well, they don't know that neoconservatism is not conservatism.
No. Mm-hmm. Nope. Well done. Okay, now let's go to Project Best. All right, before we run out of time here. Save the best for last. Project Best.
Why don't you read it?
Now that... What do you want me to read? Which part of it should I read?
Well, I think that it's very important for you to read the first part. Like, this is from Jake's article. From UNESCO Study 11, which is the UNESCO part of it, to UNESCO 2050, still UNESCO 2050. Project Best, which is the thing Little Charlotte leaked, and was the U.S. plan, right?
We were just part of
the European plan, which was communist, basically. Came out of the communist countries.
Sure did.
40-year plan to reimagine education for the fourth industrial revolution. Well, we all know what that is because I read about it. All right.
Those words, reimagine, repurpose, they've
reimagine,
words.
Repurpose, everything. And then this is Jake talking. For over 40 years, coalitions of academics, governments, corporations, and world governance bodies have colluded to build a global ed tech schooling system meant to shackle children to the transhumanist fourth industrial revolution.
Well, let's not forget transgender.
That's all part of it. Now,
all right, you want me to read a little bit of this? Hold on.
Yeah, you read it for me, will you?
All right, yes, of course. By John Kleizek. See, now that's where Jake and Jeff and Charles and everybody gets confused.
Two J's, Jeff and Jake.
And John.
And Charles.
His formal name is... All right, here.
His name is John. What's yours?
Who's Jake?
I mean, yours is really Jeffrey.
Well, that's what they tell me. Well, I wouldn't know.
I think I start calling you Jeffrey from now on because elderly, you know, so that makes you realize that you have to respect me.
Right. No, I know. No elder abuse allowed. I would never. No.
All right, Jeffrey.
All right. Here's John Jake Kleizek. Okay.
Yeah, read it.
This is it. I recently visited former senior policy advisor to the U.S. Office of Educational Research and Improvement, Charlotte Thompson Iserbeet, who gave me access to her archive of files that she collected from the U.S. Department of Education. After digging through a collection of files collated by Lawrence P. Grayson, who was the advisor for mathematics, science, and technology at America's National Institute of Education, the NIE, I discovered that the Department of Ed's Project BEST, meaning Basic Education Skills Through Technology, which Iserbeet leaked in 1981, that scoundrel, I put that in there, was actually the USA's domestic version of an international technology initiative spearheaded by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO.
Yeah.
While stationed at the NIE, that's the National Institute of Education, Grayson was also the U.S. Department of Ed's liaison with UNESCO's educational technology programs, including Study 11, New Technologies in Education, which he procured for Iserbeet in a bundle of interrelated memorandums and journals. Labeled as the Grayson file, this folder compiled the following documents. 1. UNESCO Study 11 white papers that issue ed tech directives to a region of 14 nation states, grouping together communist, socialist, and capitalist countries. Number 2. U.S. Department of Education memorandums, isn't it memoranda? And memorandums which stipulate American collaboration with Study 11, collaboration with Study 11 and other UNESCO technology programs. Number 3, law journals that call for restructuring legal systems in order to globalize the computerized information technology, IT, revolution necessary to streamline international ed tech markets. Number 4, academic journals containing ed tech promotionals from Project BEST contractors and UNESCO Study 11 representatives published alongside commercial advertisements in order forms for Project BEST courseware. You can order them. And other e-learning products being sold by the very same companies, including Microsoft, Apple, and IBM, that are endorsed in the UNESCO Study 11 white papers. And finally, the next graph. This compilation of Grayson file documents shows that UNESCO's Study 11 was carried out through international public-private partnerships, public-private partnerships between communist, socialist, and capitalist countries, coordinating efforts between multinational telecommunications and computer corporations, working in concert with academic institutions and national government agencies Study 11 affiliates lobbied to restructure laws in order to globalize school systems through proto-internet technologies manufactured by big tech companies such as Microsoft, IBM, and Apple, which are now steering the fourth industrial revolution into a new political system of communitarian communist technocracy, driven by a new economic system of, quote, stakeholder capitalism, end quote, through community-based, quote, end quote, public-private communist public-private partnerships that are managed by big data.
Yep. He did a great job because there were a pile of papers he had to go through. I mean, really.
Right. To synthesize all that, yes, major job.
You go on, you could read the whole thing if one wants to do it. But as I said before, it couldn't have happened at a worse time because nobody, I mean, you know, your grandmother, your grandfather, maybe your children, your dog could have been run over, everything. You don't care about anything, do you? Not your listeners, but you don't care. We don't care anything except COVID.
Don't forget, folks,
they needed COVID for this. We know that.
That was certainly an absolutely essential ignition tool. Here's one more little bit. Why? I'm going to give John Jake credit for this. While this techno-fascist fourth industrial revolution is being accelerated under the duress of coronavirus panic, global COVID lockdowns are sealing the deals for UNESCO Study 11 and Project BEST as schools around the entire world are forced to rely on the technocratic IT infrastructure that has been set up by Study 11 and Project BEST through their public-private communist partnerships with Microsoft, Apple, and IBM.
Yep.
These partnerships are now converting brick-and-mortar schoolhouses into virtual classrooms that digitally data mine students through computer hardware devices such as Apple iPads and MacBooks, which transmit video teleconferencing through software programs, including Microsoft Teams, supplemented by adaptive learning courseware and other artificial intelligence applications like IBM's Watson Education, period, end of paragraph.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, I do think that it's hard for you, the average person, you know, not knowing what they've been up to ever since, 1980? Well, in Eastern Europe, they were working on all this stuff, as I said. And that's when I smelled the rats when I was in the department. I saw this stuff. And if you click on some of, what's his name, Jake, has a lot of incredible links that if you're interested, you know, you can click on. And the original documents that he talks about will pop up, and you can read them, and you'll see little Charlotte's comments, you know, I never knew that they were going to end up on the internet like this, you know, sort of, wow, you know, like W-O-W, woo, this looks like some of the work that we're doing in American education, you know, little comments. Oh, the Eastern European, their whole system of top-bottom stuff with no elected officials, the computerized systems was very, very similar to things I was looking at, not only in the department, but that I'd seen as a local school board member coming down the pike. You know, I would go to their conferences often, the change agent conferences. And, of course, they go back way, way, way back to the 50s and 60s discussion of technology and computers. And so here we are. It's sort of like it's almost 100 years. You know, they've been, what are we, where are we now? We're in 2020, 1920. They weren't doing it in 1920, but they were starting in the 50s.
Yeah.
And so there's nothing really new, except I don't think people ever dreamed that the innocent-looking IBM computer and Apple, even, you know, that we would end up...
back in the day, they looked so harmless. The Mac,
oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
Macs,
and now we're looking
Macintosh,
at, yeah. as Jake is working on now, eugenics, the use of this technology to change human beings. Let me make a little point here. This is important. I was looking in my old little booklet, Back to Basics.
Uh-huh.
A little back to, it's only 50 pages or something. Back to Basics Reform or Skinnerian International Curriculum, because all of this with computer is Skinner, right? And there is one section, one page there that discusses the United States Department of Ed, Secretary Bell, working with the Venezuelan Ministry of Education on critical thinking. But they even, there's a quote in there that talks about how it's you know, we have all these wars and everything, but mm-hmm. we've got to be able to change the human being, and you know, so that Arabs will get along with the Jews and everybody's enemies will get along. And they're talking
but their
about
plan
what
now
they,
is, dear,
it's
to get rid of
brain.
Most of them.
The new
brain.
It's in my little book. It talks about
yeah,
the new human
book.
Being.
That's
it's
right.
very interesting that there's the one page in there. Now, when I saw that, a friend of mine in the state of Washington gave me that Venezuela project way back mm-hmm. in the early 80s. And I saw that, and I included it in my little book. And now I look at it and I think, here we are.
The link to Project Best is under Charlotte's name in guests. And I would be willing to wager that as brilliant and wonderfully gifted as this audience is, they know nothing about this. And they will after they read the story. It's just another dimension of the sophistication of the planning that has been going on for over a century now to turn this world mm-hmm. into a communist cesspool. That's what they're doing.
I don't really understand how even the communists in Russia, for instance, because I think they're pretty bad. I mean, I don't go along with their philosophy.
Back in the day of the Soviet
this,
Union, you're talking
yeah,
about.
This doesn't. You'd think there'd be some of those guys there, you know, scratching their head. Huh? I mean,
yeah
they're
still
communists, but they didn't know it was going to be done this way.
No, it's true. It's true. They're used
brain
to brute
change.
Force. They're used to brute force. So what they're doing here is, through this program, I can be cute and say, they're reimagining and repurposing Homo yep. sapiens.
Oh, yes,
use their own
yes.
words.
It's reimagining the brain, repurposing, yes, yes, Homo sapiens, yes. That's an awfully big word for me tonight at 10:55, I think it is.
Well, you can just say,
Homo
gay.
Sapiens. You know,
I know what you're saying.
Wise man? What is that? Homo is man. Sapiens.
Sapien is wisdom, supposedly.
Yeah. But we don't have any of those people anymore.
No, not many. Go out and look and see. They're waddling along. They're overweight. Their color is bad. They're obviously, uh-huh. and it's not their fault. They've been turned into the walking corpses that many of them appear to be en route to becoming. They have been victimized. They are victims, truly, of an insidiously evil, horrible plot.
That's right. And,
that
you
goes
know,
back
the,
over 100 years.
Through TV and the corporations that have...
They don't have a chance. They were given yeah. addictive modalities.
Yeah,
and they
absolutely.
Couldn't say no. And then they were poisoned with big pharma and toxicity
yes.
in the food and in the air and in the water. And now with this incredible bioweapon that they're pumping into people's bodies as fast as they possibly can. This is bio war. This is World War III. But it's World War III, truly World War III, against humanity. This is war against humankind. That's what it is.
Yes. Well, I do think that, well, let's get on to a more positive track. friend here.
We have just a minute, so we have to go. We have to go.
I know, but I still want to say one thing. I think that we are in the majority, globally speaking, in opposition to this. But they're not reporting it.
Of course they're not reporting it, and I concur with you. I think the majority, even 51-49, would understand intuitively if they were allowed to have a platform that what's being forced on them is wrong. They would know it. Yeah, well, it's mighty nice to talk to you tonight.
I'm gonna go to bed. I'm so tired.
You did great, as always, and thank you. Charlotte keeps trying to retire. I won't let you retire.
Say goodbye to all your dear people there who I feel like I know them. And God bless all of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Sleep well. Have good dreams.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night. Miss Charlotte. Little Charlotte. All right. We will be right back. Hold on.